With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Georgia-born writer Stuart Woods is best known for his novel, Chiefs, which was made into a CBS TV miniseries. It's the story of three generations of police chiefs in a small southern town, linked by a common crime, a serial murder. The first of the three chiefs in the book was based on Stuart Woods' grandfather, who was killed by a shotgun blast.
When I was about 9 or 10, I was rummaging in a closet in my grandmother's house, and I found his badge. I didn't know anything about him at the time, a very large brass shield that was half shot away with buckshot. My great-aunt Ruby, who was in the house at the time, told me the story of what had happened to him that stuck in my mind and was the seed for Chiefs.
Stuart Woods' latest book is called Under the Lake. Years ago, Woods heard about a family who apparently stayed put when their land was flooded to create a man-made lake.
When the land was taken to build the lake, one family refused to move. Papers were served, money was put in their bank account, and they were told to get out. They didn't. While the fight went on, the dam was finished, and they still hadn't left. And somebody said, "What the hell, close the dam. When the water rises, they'll have to leave." So they closed the dam, the water rose, and no one ever saw the family again. So that was the whole story, and it took me 25 years, but I finally got a novel out of it.
In Under the Lake, a burned-out reporter from Atlanta encounters some ghostly doings as he tries to uncover the secret of a tiny Georgia town.
The book is not essentially a ghost story. It's a psychological thriller with supernatural overtones.
The problem with Woods' novel is that there are simply too many coincidences in it to permit credibility.
I disagree with a lot of critics who don't like the use of heavy coincidence. It's very difficult for a writer to come up with a coincidence that equals the things that really happen in people's lives.
Even so, while the use of heavy coincidence may be a convenient tool for the writer, the plausibility of the book suffers as a result. Nevertheless, Under the Lake by Stuart Woods is not a bad book to take to the beach. Published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The idea of invisibility has long captured man's imagination.
I must interrupt the dance music for a moment. Early this evening, we broadcast a report of an invisible man. The report has now been confirmed. It appears that an unknown man by scientific means has made himself invisible. He has attacked and killed a police inspector and is now at large. The police appeal to the public to keep calm and to admit uniformed search parties to all property.
That was a scene from the movie of the 1930s, based on H.G. Wells' novel, The Invisible Man. First novelist H.F. Saint has brought the story up to date in a 1980s version called Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
People ask me all the time how I came upon the idea. Invisibility itself is such an unoriginal idea that I can't really say. It's been done so many times over the last couple thousand years, but I thought a way to do something to give that premise a different treatment and say something different with it, have a different kind of fun with it.
H.F. Saint's Memoirs of an Invisible Man is fun. An accident at a high-tech plant makes a 33-year-old securities analyst from Manhattan invisible. He is then endlessly pursued by fanatical government agents in much the same way the police track the invisible man in the H.G. Wells story.
We shall comb the country for 20 miles round. We've got a terrible responsibility. He's mad and he's invisible. He may be standing beside us now.
The difference is that H.F. Saint's hero is not mad, but a sympathetic man who discovers ingenious ways to cope with his invisibility and to elude his pursuers.
It's a little bit as if I'd won the lottery. Yes, Warner Brothers has bought the book for Chevy Chase.
Businessman turned writer H.F. Saint, whose fast-moving novel, Memoirs of an Invisible Man, was published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.